This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
You're listening to the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast.
I'm your host, Krista Harden, and I'm so glad you showed up for our relationship chat today, as well as for you and your people. We're all about living intentionally here so you can experience joy and balance in your relationships once again or for the very first time. Be sure you hang with us on our social media platforms, and if you like research like I do, make sure you check out our website at enneagramandmarriage.com for our weekly newsletter, freebies, and so much more, as well as at Instagram and Facebook. We have so many goodies to share with you. Let's dive right in together. Hello, guys. Thank you so much for joining for this special episode and new series of the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast. We're talking about igniting the sexual instinct in marriage. And particularly today on this podcast, we're talking about bringing goodness into your bedroom. So very excited for this series with you. It is a series that has been requested for a long time, and we do cover it a couple times a year otherwise, but I'm really giving it some time to really spend here with you because, to be honest, already this week in my practice, I'm midweek right now recording this, I have had so many correspondence with clients who are just grieving this area of their life in one form or another. It is a very important area, and yet we don't get the conversations that we need about it most of the time when we're not being really intentional. So that's what we're doing here. And I know many of you have told me in sessions, oh, I wish my church would cover this. I wish that they felt permission to. And there's many layers to that. And so let's cover it here in a way that is respectful, but also let's dive deep so that we can truly help you and your spouse to have the best sex life together. That is an important element of relationships that we don't want you to ignore. And I'm really grateful that we can also use the lens of these virtues a bit to talk about it today, not in a way that won't be practical though. Don't worry, I'm not going to come from this high place where you're like, this is like a high church feeling. She's not even grounded. No, we'll get into some technical elements. And in fact, you can get even more technical with us on our deep dive podcast on Wednesdays, where we're also going to be covering the sexual instinct, as well as making sure that you are getting that special time. If you want just to talk about your marriage, we're opening up our collective next Monday as well. And that is our E&M collective, is our group work for people who want a deeper dive level of connection with other people who are just walking through the journey of how to be healthier in their marriage, more intentional. And I give a training on Zoom with everybody for once a month, or you can, of course, watch it in the privacy of your home. And then you get access to the Deep Dive podcast too. So I'll tell you more about that on Monday, but keep that in the back of your mind if you're ever just thinking, oh my gosh, I need more help. And I also want to let you know before we get started that some good friends of mine over at Bluestone Coaching, it's in the show notes, are putting on a beautiful new parenting seminar. So it's very important to be able to know that we're not going to forget about the other parts of life, but it's also beautiful to be able to say, okay, when we have something helpful and healthy for you, we really want to share it with you. So this is what I'm doing, is I'm sharing that with you. And my good friend, Julia Mateer, is working with you so that you can patiently and compassionately love your children and understand their development. Actually, Julia started up my practice with me locally here 11 years ago. So I'm grateful for Julia, and her conference for parenting is in the show notes. Now, let's dive in to talk about you and your spouse in terms of how you can baseline bring goodness into your relationship. And this corresponds with the Enneagram 1 gifting, as you may have noticed, as well as the fruit of the spirit, goodness, if you are a person of faith. But at any rate, everyone needs goodness in their marriage. And I really think that the Enneagram moving from 1 through 9 will be a nice addendum for us with our work, as well as I have a resource for you also in the show notes, the E&M Bedroom Glow type by type. your sex and intimacy guide. So you can get that too if you want my relationship bundle with some bonuses and you're like, I want something tangible to take out of each episode. That is there in the show notes for you as well. But we're going to start off with this reminder of how important goodness is for your bedroom and for you to have that ignited sexual instinct. You need it. And some of you may even wonder, well, in a world where we have so much diversity, what is goodness? So I'm trying to be as well-rounded as possible, even though I have my Christian faith and you may not share that. I know many of you do, but I think we can all baseline that goodness is nourishment. And that's actually a definition that you can find as well, that goodness by definition in the Oxford Dictionary is the beneficial or nurturing element. So that is a part of your marriage that is the health benefit and also regarding the sexual benefit of healthy sex. Being actually good for you with oxytocin producing, you can find great studies on how people who have healthy sexual intimacy one time a week or more often have a better, happier marriage. I'm not saying you need to have sex one or more times a week. I'm just letting you know that this is a great baseline for so many who have come into this confusing world and feeling like sex is bad, it's wrong, maybe we just have sex only to procreate. And I'm just here to remind you that sex can be very beneficial and nurturing and nourishing to you. And we're really wanting to remind you that in order to bring goodness in, this baseline belief system has to be challenged if it's not healthy. Because right there is, quite honestly, where so many people get stuck is, am I allowed to have fun? Am I allowed to have pleasure? And you may feel like that is such a weird question if you didn't grow up in purity culture, or even if you did, you might say, oh my gosh, why are we even asking this? Of course, it's okay and acceptable, but just understand that throughout history, there's been a lot of shame around sex. And so it's very understandable if sometimes that's come into your bedroom life too, and you can't even put words on it, or many of you have been sexually abused or otherwise traumatized in this arena. So it's important to come from this baseline reminder that there is something nourishing and healthy about your sex life in marriage, and don't be afraid of that. At least if you are afraid, come to it with a bit of courage to remind yourself that you're allowed to have this goodness and it's part of your marriage, and that sexual instinct flourishing is very good for your bodies as well. Now, another element of goodness that I think is important, and this does go along with the Enneagram world, is serenity. And that's the sense that everything is okay as it is. And that is a different part of the type one than the part that is the perfectionist that said everything must be better, everything must be perfect in order to be good. And so what we want to do is in your bedroom life to, of course, share what you like on a 5-to-1 positives to negatives ratio, where you're being complimentary to each other and to yourself, honoring and being gracious to yourself too. And also that might be a process because some of you are very self-critical, but just allowing yourself that special time to say, you know what, like I am allowed to enjoy this. I can relax into this. I can allow myself to not criticize my spouse if I was, because we are going to just take on that type one virtue of remembering everything is okay as is. And yes, nothing is perfect and that's okay because I'm so grateful to have my beloved partner. Now, another aspect of goodness in the bedroom is really allowing yourself to do your health checkups. I just want you to know that it's healthy and responsible and also sexy to take care of yourself in this way, because when you are feeling good, that is sexy. That is something that is very obvious about your countenance, that you're not grimacing, that you're not in deep, dark pain, that you are doing your emotional work, that you're doing your physical work, that you're even getting some fitness in. All of this brings in the goodness of your sex life, because it's obviously the opposite of unhealthy and all these opposites. And we don't want those opposites because we want you to be as healthy as possible. And of course, once again, we're reminded of that serenity that we do our best, but we allow ourselves to be accepted as we are too. And that's the beautiful both and versus the either or, like I'm either all good or all bad. And unless I'm all good, we can't have sex. And I'm going to hold that carrot in front of you and not let you have sex unless you are this, this, and this. Instead, what what I'm advocating for you in your bedroom life is to be able to say to each other, gosh, I know that sometimes we may have even felt like sex was something we had to hide or be ashamed of and not talk about. And instead, let's invite in conversation about what we both like. Let's invite in a spirit of joy in this area again. Let's remember what we each love. Let's talk about that openly, but with discretion if there are children around, of course. And let's make sure that we love each other just the way we are, as well as continue to try to get our health checkups and make sure that we do prepare for wellness, right? We know that we can have backaches or bladder infections or, you know, ED. The list, of course, is exhaustive about what can go wrong. And so when that happens, I want to invite you into taking this tip that a lot of ones need anyway. And again, whatever your personality type, a deep breath, a pause, a reminder of grace and that serenity that what is right now happening is okay. It's within God's plan and you don't have to try to change it all, fix it all, and just allow it to be part of it. Maybe this time you didn't even have sex because you were just being kind to each other. Maybe this time it wasn't about sex. It was about we needed our sleep. And that was what was good about our intimacy life. And this is a first building block of safety. Often some of the things I'm suggesting to you come even outside of the bedroom, before you even step into the bedroom, before foreplay begins. This is foreplay, is letting one another know how deeply loved you are just the way you are, and letting one another know that you're each valuable to pursue health and wellness, and using your voice for what you really do enjoy about each other. And also one more tip that I want to help you with in terms of being good in your bedroom life. And of course, we hope that translates to good in bed too for both of you. But we'll go on and on with the series so that you can learn even more tips and tools. But another last baseline tip I have for you is really eradicate from your bedroom life anything that is bringing unhealthy, toxic airs to it. And that probably looks like any pornography use or any kind of hurting each other, because what you really want to do is make each other feel safe and loved and nourished and good. And so when we enjoy things that are not those things, and of course, each couple will have their own narrative for what that looks like, which is why you have to be particular together, then you will feel safe together. And this will vary. So you have to have the conversations with each other. I get asked this a lot. I was asked this week, what do I approve of this litany of sexual experiences? And really what it boils down to is, what do you and your spouse feel is honoring to each other and brings goodness to the marriage? And this will saturate outside of the bedroom. So if you practice something, I've had friends say to me in the past, you know, we brought pornography into our bedroom and I wanted it too, but it really hurt us outside of the bedroom. That's a really important conversation, because you're actively really inviting practices in that keep the two of you from being the only parties. And it's bringing in practices that aren't realistic. And now we know enough about the pornography industry outside of this to know how many are exploited through it. So it's not going to bring this healthy current or thread to your life to practice that. And so I want you to have the conversations to bring goodness back into your bedroom, and take some courage to bring it if you haven't voiced it, but this is something that you know would bring you and your spouse back together, especially if you're holding up resentment or you are dissociating. You are worth it. So I want to tell you, this first piece of bringing goodness back is so beautiful. You are going to be so thankful. And if you've hurt each other in the process, apologize. Let each other know, I never wanted to hurt you, but I did, and I'm so sorry. Let's start over with this virtue of goodness together. And it's going to be such a gift to you. And next week, we're going to talk about love on Wednesday. Already this week, we're talking about, on the Deeper Dive podcast, really diving into the female menstrual cycle and how that attaches itself to our sex life on a very nuanced level. So you can get a hold of that also here if you go to Apple Podcast. But don't forget everything in the show notes with Bluestone, with the parenting conference, as well as with the E&M Bedroom Glow Guide, so that you could already start to have some of these conversations. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you again for listening with us. It was so wonderful to have you. I love knowing we're doing this journey together, not perfectly, but with love, grace, and hopefully some fun too. If you love today's episode, make sure you leave us a 5-star review at Apple Podcast or Spotify so others can find it too. visit our show notes so you can get all the links from today's show, as well as EnneagramandMarriage.com, the Instagram, the Facebook, and all over the place. Make sure you spread the word. Love living intentionally with you. Bye-bye.
This episode was brought to you in part by United We Pray. United We Pray is a podcast devoted to praying and thinking about racial strife, especially between Christians. Come join us in praying for the unity of God's people.